This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
On the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Mary Kay, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing absolutely wonderful. We are looking forward to some Browns football this year. Hey, Lima, go ahead and ask her about this cap thing, because you know where I stand on it. Mary Kay has been covering the NFL. I almost said something, but I didn't want to age her there. Mary Kay's been covering the NFL for a very long time. Ask her the question you just asked about the salary cap here, because I'm a bit of a conspiracy theorist about this.
Well, we're sitting here waiting to see if the Browns are going to sign anyone else. Notably, we've talked about Clowney. Everson Griffin was somebody we talked about on that defensive line, and I see last night that the Cowboys reach a deal, 1 year, $6 million, to ink him and bring him over from Minnesota. First of all, are the Browns, were they even in on a guy like him who Ken and I would have absolutely loved? Second of all, how do they have the money? I mean, they have spent so much money over the past year and a half.
Well, first of all, the Browns were not really, really in on the Everson Griffin sweepstakes. You know, sometimes when you have coaches that have been with the player for a long, long time, you know, they almost know too much, or they know things about a player that makes them think that, you know, maybe it's not a fit or maybe this isn't going to work here. So, you know, I think it's one of those situations where, you know, I think the time with, you know, with Kevin Stefanski and Everson Griffin, I don't want to say it worked against Everson Griffin, but, you know, he knew a lot more about him as a player and how he would fit into this defense than maybe some other people. And I just don't necessarily think that it was a fit. So, you know, he just wasn't high on the list. As far as the cap is concerned, I mean, you can always, I mean, these are really smart capologists. You can always, you know, get your pencil out and sharpen it up and find some money when you need it. So it's a pretty hard cap, and it's watched very closely. So I don't think there are too many shenanigans there.
I love a good shenanigan. Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the hotline. You know, tonight was supposed to be the first preseason game, right? And obviously preseason is going to be very different this year. Camp as a whole is going to be very different this year. You continue to say you've heard really good things from Stefanski and the Browns about overcoming all of that. Do you remain confident?
I do. I do, because of how organized and how detailed these guys are. I think one thing that probably hurt them a little bit was the fact that that they really had to go as slowly as they've had to go in this early part of camp. I think this was a football team that was young enough and in shape enough to maybe ramp it up a little bit more quickly than they have been able to. But, you know, obviously they have to abide by all the rules. But I think they were ready to kind of hit the ground running. They made sure that these guys came in tremendous shape. And you can see that in the videos and the photos. So many of these guys are in the best shape of their lives. So I think that they, you know, they probably didn't need that whole entire time of strength and conditioning and now the ramp-up period. But, you know, again, Kevin Stefanski has done a great job of just playing the hand that's dealt him, and I think they'll be okay.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. With this offense, I see something that it could really spark. You have, I think, two good players at every single position. David Njoku, I know that he's maybe not in the good graces of Browns fans after he rescinded a request for a trade, but you got some potential there in David. Austin Hooper is obviously a pretty good commodity. You got two very good running backs, one who could get back to form and another guy who's already near the tippy top of the league. And you got two wide receivers that are very good there. The only question probably is that right guard position. As you get set to watch these guys run into each other, is there anybody you can tell me who has the upper hand?
Well, I would think that Wyatt Teller would have the upper hand right now. And when you're talking about the offense of the Cleveland Browns, think about this for a minute. The only position that we can kind of point to and say, what if or what about that, is the right guard position. I mean, that is just amazing to me to think after all of these years and everything that, this team has been through, you know, to go into a season and you really are only worrying about your right guard on offense. There have been times where, you know, where fans have worried about the whole entire offensive line, you know, heading at this point in the season. So I think that's a great, great place to be in. I know that Wyatt Teller has worked extremely, extremely hard to pick up where he left off and build on that last season when he started the last nine games, and he's not going to go down without a fight.
Okay, we've heard so much about the new system, and we've had so many coaches on offense and defense over the years. We've had so many new systems. Why is it going to be different? Is it just as easy as going to 12 personnel and handing the ball off more? Is it as easy as that?
No, it's not as easy as that by any stretch of the imagination. There are so many things that go into making this offense one that helps quarterbacks look good and that produces big numbers and lots of touchdowns and few interceptions. And it involves a lot of play action. It involves a lot of running the football. It involves, as you mentioned, a lot of two tight ends. But they will have to be very creative with their play calling. I mean, this is the Gary Kubiak offense that is kind of spread out and fanned out, and it is, and Mike Shanahan, and it's just, you know, tearing up the league, really. But you also have to be very, very creative with your play calling within the framework of that offense, and I think they will be.
Mary Kay, you talked to David Gilbert, and you wrote about this. What did you ask David Gilbert about possibly moving the draft and things like that?
Well, as of right now, I talked to David Gilbert, the head of the Greater Cleveland Sports Commission at Destination Cleveland yesterday. He did say that it is all systems go as of right now. They're in constant contact with the NFL about the NFL draft, which is set for April 29th through May 1st here in Cleveland. So they're talking to them all the time. But, of course, everything is fluid at this point. No one knows for sure if they will be able to have the draft in person here in Cleveland. No one knows now with what's going on in college football if those dates will hold up. So they are ready to pivot in any way they need to. But as of right now, they are on the phone every day planning for that April 29th draft.
Is there any – did he happen to tell you when – not a date or anything like that, but, I mean, if you can't have fans, if I can't have a real festival of football right here in the city, I'd kind of like to jump back in line if that's the case, Mary Kay.
You know what? I would agree with you on that. If you can't do it the way Nashville and some of these other cities have done it, you know, it just wouldn't be the same in my mind. I would rather have Cleveland really be able to do it right and have a memorable draft, one of the best ever. So if it has to be something way less than that, you know, I would rather have Cleveland wait until the climate is better. But again, all of that is still up for debate.
If there's no college football, have you got a chance to talk to any of the Browns scouts yet about how tough of a situation that puts them in trying to find talent?
No, not yet per se. You know, we actually, you know, we've kind of asked for some of those conversations, and we will be talking to Andrew Berry about that soon. Now, you know, once things start to really crystallize and it becomes more clear what's going to happen, they probably will have some football to watch this fall. But yes, there will be some scouts that will have to rearrange their schedules, and some of them may be working differently in the spring than they thought they were going to be. So everything has changed, of course, in our world, including scouting and the college draft process.
There were some really encouraging numbers that came out over the past 24 hours when it came to the lack of positive tests in the NFL. That's got to be music to the ears of not just the Browns, but teams all over the league. Are they confident they're going to be able to continue to keep those numbers down as we get contact going throughout the teams?
Yeah, you know what? I think that's been one of the biggest surprises of this first couple of weeks of training camp so far, that these numbers have been so incredibly low, especially considering that these guys are going home at night. Nobody's going into a team hotel. In most cases, they're not. And they're not in a bubble. And so to be, you know, moving about, you know, being with your families and things like that, and coming in with these low numbers, I think it's absolutely remarkable. I do think that it bodes well for the future. And it just seems like accountability is such a big piece of this going forward. And, you know, and I know that, you know, I'm sure that Kevin Stefanski will use the Indian situation as a cautionary tale for his own team.
You almost wonder, Mary Kay, if the only thing that can change this, if everybody has the right attitude for these football players around the NFL, they know their paychecks and the league being able to get through the season, it all hinges on this. The only thing that can change from here on out is whether or not, I'd say that the families of football players, whether or not they're doing the right thing. And I also wonder if they're saying around the league privately, hey, maybe it wouldn't be the best thing to have kids go to school, because that's the only way that the families can come into contact with anything if they're just staying home. I know that's going to be very controversial to some people, but if everybody just stays home, if the players are staying home and the families are staying home, then they're going to be able to get through this thing.
Well, you know, I mean, the conditions are there for them to get through their season, and that is the absolute goal. And I know that that the NFL, you know, kind of wants to set the tone for professional sports and say, look, we can do this, and we can do it even with, you know, without a bubble, and because it's just not as realistic for them to try to do something like that. But once again, you know, anything can happen. I mean, all it would probably take is, you know, a couple of guys on each team to accidentally bring that into a facility they're starting contact practices on Monday. So that's going to be the real time to try to figure out how this is all going to go. They have not been around each other yet, really. I mean, they have, but not to the point that they will be on Monday. That will be the true test starting next week, and because they have daily testing now through September 5th. So we will know very, very quickly or not how contact impacts the virus in the NFL.
It's so interesting because the numbers have been very, very encouraging. And we were talking before, Lyman and I were talking briefly about, you know, could you do a playoff bubble? Say you get to an NFL playoffs there, but with the way things are going, I don't mean to jinx anything or anything like that, but with the way things are going, you might not need to. Have they talked, though, about a playoff bubble within the league?
Well, if they have, none of that has become public yet. I don't think that is anything that they've really discussed in earnest at this point, because they have maintained consistently that they plan to play their 16-game season the way that they always have, and then the playoffs the way it's always been done. So right now, again, it's all systems go for that. But, you know, as I mentioned, the true test will come once they start – once that social distancing goes away, and that is about to happen very quickly.
All right, Mary Kay, well, we appreciate your time. Sorry to get you into the weeds when it came to athletes and their students having to virtual learn. I'm thinking out loud here. Hey, I just kind of stumbled on a new point.
Hey, Mary Kay, can I ask you another question?
Sure.
When it comes to, like, I didn't realize yesterday, we had Larry Ogunjobi on the preview show. Have they discussed anything in terms of any sort of an extension yet with Larry, or is it just kind of like, well, he's probably got to play pretty well in year four, and then we'll figure it out at the end of the season?
You know, I do think this is a pretty big year for Larry Ogunjobi. Think about the fact that they were trying to bring in Andrew Billings to help bolster that defensive tackle position, and Andrew was actually ranked 50th in the NFL, according to Pro Football Focus, compared to 105th by Larry Ogunjobi for last season. So this was a year that I think he was going to really need to kind of step up and take his game up to the next level. So I don't think that they have talked extension in earnest yet, but this is a year where he needs to make them really want to do that and create that sense of urgency.
All right, Mary Kay, we can't thank you enough for the time. All the very best to you and yours, and we will talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you. Mary Kay Cabot joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Training camp coverage sponsored by, wow, super fast internet, Kaplan's Furniture, where quality and value cost less. Justice and Associates, Allstate Agency, Cleveland fans' destination for insurance. We got the great Doug LaMaurice coming up at 9:20. Also, I Have a Theory at 9:40. Real quick, those are encouraging numbers there. I wanted to know if there was a possibility of a playoff bubble, because then you would have a significantly reduced amount of players. I think the same thing gets brought up with Major League Baseball. You'd have a significantly reduced amount of players. You want to make sure that you can get that postseason in and be able to crown a champion there, Anthony. So I think these numbers are very encouraging. I love that professionals are taking themselves seriously. I told you before, earlier in the show, I think people discount how much of germaphobes athletes are in general, not just pro athletes. But I like this, and hopefully we'll continue to do well, and we'll get to see some big-time NFL football coming up here soon, and possibly even on a Saturday as well, with the way things look in the Big Ten and maybe even in all of college football.
Look at some Saturday NFL, baby. I can't wait for the bidding to begin on this, and the NFL somehow going to recoup their money and might even make more money with more of a national window.
The only bad thing is, and you know this, they're going to get those ratings, and they're never going to get them back. They're never going to get them back.
Well, who knows? College football may never be the same anyway.
Well, I know. I know they're willing to do a lot to make sure. Don't think for a second that college football and the NFL aren't tied together and they help each other out, because one is a feeder system. But, man, I think they're going to take a look at those Saturday ratings and go, yeah, we're going to continue to do this. I think that's a strong possibility with the NFL. 216-578-0092. Again, Doug LaMaurice, 9:20. We'll talk college football with him. We'll talk Ohio State, the fallout. What could Justin Fields be thinking? That coming up at 9:20. And also, Pat Forte has a real interesting idea given to him by one of the coaches in the Big Ten. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima live on The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.